CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR, Voices of UBC.
Yeah. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mike. I'm here every Tuesday, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, playing punk and hardcore for you, as we've been doing since 1989. So, of course, doing the math, that's 30 years of on-air hardcore and punk here in Vancouver at UBC. And to celebrate, as you may have been listening over the course of this year, we're having friends come down and playing their top 30 punk rock songs of all time. Last week we took a week off, but this week we're back with John Walters, who of course is from Your Problem, does a lot of photography at shows, so you may have seen him taking photos. You may have seen Your Problem, so you should know who John is. So thanks, John, for coming down.
Pleasure to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. It's going to be a fun show. I've seen your list, and I've already been stoked on a couple of them that I didn't know that would be on there, and I'm not going to surprise or ruin the surprise for anybody. So we'll get to them eventually, but I was like, yes, these are some good songs I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, aim to please.
Yeah, so it's a great list so far from what I can see. And we started off with AFI, off Shut Your Mouth and Open Your Eyes, with a track called Three Reasons. Why did you pick that one to start the show?
Honestly, with AFI, like, Shut Your Mouth and Open Your Eyes has always been a really big influence just when I first started playing music. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just I just wanted to pick my favorite track off of that record, so that's why I picked it. Yeah. And, yeah, that's just always been a good one. I love old AFI, too. Yeah. It's just great.
Yeah. And then we ended that quick opening set off with DBS. Off Some Boys Got It, Most Men Don't, with a track called Starboard.
Yeah, that's DBS, also another really big band for me growing up. And yeah, a lot of influence there in some of my earlier projects that I was playing when I was in high school, like Set to Go and that kind of thing. Yeah, DBS was always a really big part. And once again, I just picked my favorite track off of that album. I love that album. Yeah. Still in regular rotation for me. And yeah.
Were you lucky enough to see DBS? Were you around at that time?
No.
No?
Afraid not. I actually never got to catch them. Yeah, so that's a bit of a bummer, but yeah, I don't know. Still jam them regularly.
Yeah, the way things are going these days, maybe they'll do a reunion show. That'd be always be something I would like to see.
Well, I remember back when back in the Sealand days, there was word going around that DBS would only do a reunion show if Matt Smith was on his deathbed and requested it. So.
Oh. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, fingers crossed that
yeah,
doesn't happen.
Yeah, so we'll worry about that for now. But once again, this is the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I just mentioned we got John here playing his top 30 punk rock songs of all time. And we're going to start the next set off with a band called Ceremony.
Time has come. You are really fucked now. and even your other sugar plate just for you. Fix me, fix my head, fix me please, I don't wanna be dead. Someday I feel no pain, someday I won't have a brain. Don't take away the part that hurts and let the rest be mine. Fix me, fix my head, fix me please, I don't wanna be dead. Fix it!
All right, we're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Quick blast there. We got four tracks in probably, what, 4.5 minutes?
Yeah.
Really short there.
I'd say so.
But we ended that set off with Black Flag, of course. Early Black Flag off the first 4 years with a track called Fix Me, and that's one of John's songs here.
Yep, I picked that one because that was the first cover I ever actually did playing in a band.
What band did that one?
That one was actually... my first band in high school, Spina Bifida.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a band that I started back when I was in grade 8, I believe. Yeah, but we did a bunch of covers, and I remember that was the first song that we kind of jammed together and covered. So,
very
yeah.
Cool. Before Black Flag, we heard Bodyguard. The band was from Vancouver. It was off a demo with a track called Chips.
Yeah, Bodyguard was a great band. Nick Tolliday actually sang for that band, for any Woolworm fans out there. Nick Tolliday plays drums in Woolworm currently. And yeah, Bodyguard was great because it was kind of during that golden era of hardcore. My band at the time, Layoff as well, were kind of like playing a lot, kind of similar shows to Bodyguard as well. But yeah, Bodyguard was just a great band. Like, I remember Matt Face and Nick wrote most of the tunes for that, and yeah. Miss that band.
Yeah. And once it started playing, I was like, I forgot about this intro from South Park with the devil. And that was really cool. It brought back a good memory for that one.
Yeah.
I do still have that demo kicking around at home somewhere. Ceremony before them in the sets off their demo with The Perfect World.
Yeah, Ceremony. Ceremony is my favorite band. And honestly, I picked The Perfect World because as far as I know, that's the only recording of that particular song. They when Ceremony was starting out, they re-recorded a bunch of songs off of their EP and put them on the full length, and they did all kinds of things with songs they had already played. But A Perfect World, they just kind of did one version of that song. And yeah, I thought it was just kind of cool because I'm sure a lot of people haven't heard that track because the demo is kind of sought after pretty hard. Yeah. And yeah, so we'll put that on there.
Very cool. And we started set off not with Ceremony, which I mentioned off the top, but with actually Panic out of Boston, off the Strength and Solitude, with the title track of that one.
Yeah, and yeah, Panic once again, one of those just awesome bands. I love Panic, and yeah, definitely motivated me to start playing my own kind of style of hardcore, and yeah, a lot of influence there. I just love Panic, and yeah, picked my favorite track, and yeah, just threw it on my top 30.
Perfect. And of course, you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM. We got John Walters in studio, of course, plays guitar in Your Problem, who actually just played a show on, was it Sunday night?
Sunday night,
yeah. One of the last EPK shows, one of the last 333 Clark shows, and I think there's a few more coming up still, at least a couple more. There's the Vane show, I think that's the last hardcore show it's supposed to be, or at least DBK's last hardcore show.
I think so, yeah.
And there was one more in between that, but I've forgotten off the top of my head right now who it is. I think it's Regional Justice Center.
That's right.
They're doing a record release show here as well with a bunch of bands. So a couple more things before your summer ends, at least. But I don't think there's going to be a Halloween cover show this year, at least at 333.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, hopefully someone does it because those are always a fun time.
Yeah.
I know you guys have actually covered Ceremony in one of those.
Yep, that's right. We 1 year we did a 10-year anniversary to Violence Violence, which is my favorite record. And I mean, basically Your Problem is just basically a Ceremony worship band. And we all love those tracks, and we decided to just cover nothing but tracks off of Violence Violence for that Ceremony cover set for the Halloween show.
Yeah, so if you guys are out there listening and you still want to do a cover show, hopefully we can get something going and get some bands together and do one more.
Absolutely.
But back to John's top 30 punk rock songs of all time with a band from San Francisco called Allegiance.
The tide is turning. The feeling's not so strong. Let it Once it's gone, you'll never hear that frequency again. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah! on your strongest of days. You couldn't make me feel any less insane. Where's the ongoing theme about me? Wasn't he just crazy? Wish I knew safety. Wish nothing fazed me. Wish I felt more than just feelings of unrest. Wish the darkness didn't cloud me. Wish I wasn't an emotional wreck.
The 31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
Listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Protein pills and put your helmet on.
All right, you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're doing John Walter's favorite top 30 punk rock songs of all time. And we ended that one off with Bones Brigade off the Endless Bummer record with Fun Sponge.
Yeah, I love Bones Brigade. As I was saying to you a little while ago, just yeah, even when I still go skating today, I still put on Bones Brigade and listen to them. They're just great. And yeah, still my regular rotation.
Yeah. And I was saying to you when I saw them, like I bought the record without ever hearing them simply because of the name. It was such a great name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they better be talking about skateboarding this and all this stuff. And sure enough, oh, it was great. So I love Bones Brigade as well. Blacklisted. Before them, off Heavier Than Heaven, Lonelier Than God, with a track called Wish.
Yeah, Blacklisted still remains one of my favorite hardcore bands. I remember when I heard Heavier Than Heaven, Lonelier Than God for like the first time, I was just like, oh my God, I was blown away. Just everything about that record was flawless. Just the cover, the album, artwork, just, yeah, it just blew me away. And then the flow of the record and just the way it's recorded, the tracks, the lyrical content, just, yeah. The riffs, oh my God, just such a good record. Still remains, I think it's probably within my top five records, yeah, for sure, from the 2000s.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Capital, before them, off the record Homefront, with a track called On a Mission.
Yeah, Capital, Capital's one of those bands as well, still in my regular rotation. I love listening to them, strictly because I also have a really soft spot for melodic hardcore. You know, bands like Sinking Ships, Verse, Killing the Dream as well. Yeah, just stuff like that. I love it. And Capital is just, yeah, just a great band.
And, of course, Allegiance, starting that set off the record Desperation with a title track.
Yeah, Allegiance as well. Had to pick them for my top 30. Still my regular rotation. And I only got to see them once live, but, yeah, I was blown away. And I had been listening to them for a short while before that as well. It was at a Gold Alone's final show. Yeah, they're fantastic. All three of their full lengths are great. And yeah, still remain some of my treasured records to this day.
Yeah, there's a very, well, there was actually a Vancouver connection with that band too, with the Ram putting out their very first 7-inch on Anchor Records.
That's right.
So yeah, they had a little Vancouver connection, which brought them up here not as often as they should have come up here, but enough for us Vancouver fans to enjoy them.
Yeah.
Up next on John's list. Oh, hold on. I was going to make sure I got it set up right because I'm missing something here. Okay. From New York City, this is the Cro-Mags.
Oh, time when you face the day with back-to-back conflict. When you get pushed around, you might stand your ground, might end up on your back, but when you fall, do you benefit? And talk about it. When you fall, do you get back up with your head above you? When you fall.
All right, we're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Doing another special show today with our friend John, who's in Your Problem, plays guitar in that band, and he's doing his top 30 punk rock songs of all time, so it's great to have him down here. And he just ended that set off with Halfwit, off a self-titled EP with a track called Alaska.
Yep, Halfwit was a huge part of Ceylon Hall, which was a DIY all-ages space that I used to volunteer at. It was a little music venue in North Vancouver, 605 Mountain Highway. Actually, a very big reason why I got into punk rock in the first place was started volunteering at Ceylon Hall. I was part of the committee for many years, and Matt Jolliffe, who actually plays bass in Your Problem with me, it's how I actually met Matt, and Ceylon was a big part of his growing up as well, and his foray into hardcore and punk rock. And yeah, Halfwit was just a huge band in the early 2000s for Ceylon, and there was a period of time where Halfwit, another band, Dysfunctional, another one, Treatment Room, would we'd have biweekly shows, and it was a period of time where they were playing every show for like 2-3 months, and yeah, they actually played the 10-year anniversary as well for Ceylon, and yeah, just a great band. So they had to make my top 30 because yeah, they definitely shaped the way in which I listen to and create music today.
This is might be a dumb question, but did you volunteer at Ceylon because of punk, or did you just get into punk after you started going to Ceylon Hall shows?
I got into punk before I started volunteering at Ceylon. Yeah, I remember some of the first bands I started listening to. This was back when I was in like grade 7, grade 8. I remember I was a huge grunge kid back in elementary school, right? I was listening to like Nirvana and like Mudhoney and that kind of thing. And then I remember I started like listening to like Minor Threat and Limp Wrist, and then it's just kind of snowballed from there and got into more punk stuff like Black Flag. And then I heard about this like local DIY punk space, and I remember DOA was playing, and I was like, oh, cool, I'll go see DOA. You know, they're sick Canadian band. Let's go check them out. And I remember going and just being blown away with like the energy, and just, I was like, oh, there's a space for this kind of thing, you know, right in my city here, just up here in North Vancouver. It was awesome. And then I remember I saw a bunch of kids that, I'd seen around Lynn Valley, which is where I grew up. And I was like, wow, these kids are working here. This is awesome. How can I get started? You know, and I went to the website and checked it out and, talked to a couple people. And they were like, hey, man, like, come to a meeting. We would have meetings before the shows. And they're like, yeah, come volunteer. Like, it's a great way to get into it. And, just kind of took snowballed from there and just, became part of the committee. And the rest is history.
Nice. Okay, before Halfwit, we heard Dangers out of California off the Anger LP with Power Chord Blues.
Yeah, Dangers is a fantastic band. They're still one of my favorites. I know that the singer Al's he's a very outspoken individual, but the LP Anger is just it's probably pushing, I think, 10 years now, I would say.
It's got to be at least, yeah.
Yeah, and it's still some of the lyrical content on there that Elle sings about. It's just still holds true to this day. A lot of songs about, disenfranchised people, police brutality, and, it's always been an album that's kind of, like, spoken to the issues that surround us, on a day-to-day basis. And still in my regular rotation, still listen to it all the time, still great, and, still holds well.
Before that, we heard Gob, another Vancouver band, off How Far Shallow Takes You with a track called 236 East Broadway.
Yeah, I love Gob. One of those bands as well that I kind of started listening to when I started attending Ceylon Hall. Just great band. I love them because, they're Canadian, and they were very, very much a gateway kind of band for me into like just playing in straight up punk bands. I remember like learning a bunch of their songs and being really stoked on it. Last year as well, actually, one of the gigs I was fortunate enough to shoot was, I think it was 2017, not 2018. Yeah, 2017. I got to shoot Gob when they played Venue, when they came through in Vancouver. And that was a big one for me because they'd been on my list of bands to shoot for quite some time. So I was pretty stoked to have the invite. I remember another local punk band here, The Core, actually invited me along to take photos for them. And I got to stay for the whole show, and I was really, really grateful for that. So Gob, great band. How Far Shallow Takes You, still one of the still one of the albums I listen to as well in my regular rotation. I still love putting it on. Still as powerful as it was back in 2001, 2002. I love it.
And we started that set off with the Cro-Mags of New York City off The Age of Quarrel with a track called World Peace.
Yeah, Age of Quarrel will always have a place. And it's one of my favorite hardcore records. It's just, it's untouchable, in my opinion. I mean, man, that record was recorded in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, like, just listening to how it sounds to this day, it's just like, holy shit. Like,
it sounds so good still.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to put Cro-Mags on there. Like, they are great. Huge influence as well with many of the projects that I kind of, you know, write for today. And, yeah, Your Problems even got a little bit of Cro-Mags influence in it as well. Yeah, great band.
Excellent. Well, once again, we're listening to the Flexor Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're doing John's top 30 punk rock songs of all time, and we'll get back to it with the Dead Kennedys.
Let's go.
We're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. And ending John's set off there. Of course, John Walters from Your Palm is doing his top 30. And we just ended off with In Stride. That one was actually off the three-song demo, which I remember had the skeleton riding the skateboard.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
That was the demo cover with Backside Disaster, of course. Great skateboard move. Great skateboarding song.
Absolutely. I love In Stride. I mean, that song in particular combines two of my favorite interests, skateboarding and hardcore. So naturally, I had to make my top 30. Yeah, In Stride. I think In Stride is probably, if you grew up in Vancouver and listening to hardcore in the mid-2000s, In Stride is probably going to make your top 30.
Yeah, it's made it at least three or four so far.
Yeah.
It made mine, it made Matt's, it made yours. I'm sure it's made a couple others, but
yeah,
it's damn worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah, In Stride, great band. Oh, God. I remember just being in line for the Place of Decay release, and just, yeah, I was just so eager to get my hands on that 7-inch.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a great band.
Yeah, we keep talking about, we really wish they would get back together and
play
at least one more show. And it just depends on getting Chad back here from the Netherlands or Amsterdam, wherever he is right now.
Oh, yeah, he's somewhere in Europe, right?
Yeah, he's somewhere in Europe living the life. But we could do it.
Yep.
It'd be really, really cool. Before that, we heard Goat Alone, another Vancouver band, off The Only Blood Between Us with Constant Refrain.
Yeah, The Only Blood Between Us was, really, really huge album, and Goat Alone was a huge band for me as well, and my foray into hardcore as in early to mid 2000s. Just fantastic band. I remember working the I was working at Ceylon when they had their final show there, Ceylon Hall up in North Vancouver, DIY space there. And yeah, I remember that. That still remains probably my favorite Ceylon Hall show of all time. Yeah, I remember a lot of the committee was really into hardcore, and there was such a stacked bill that I remember we just all were kind of battling over, you know, who would work the door shift, who would work the coat check, and like, you know, what band you're going to miss, and this, that, and the other. And I remember I was fortunate enough to catch Goat Alone. And yeah, just fantastic.
Before Goat Alone, we heard Dysfunctional off Bates Motel with a track called The Graveyard.
Yep. Dysfunctional, probably a band that not a lot of people remember. This was a band that I listened to a lot when I first started working at Ceylon as well. They were also another band that I got introduced to by working at Ceylon, volunteering there. They used to play there a lot. They went on to form another band called Orange Orange, I remember, and they used to play like the Ambleside Youth Center a lot. And yeah, they I saw them a lot growing up, and they've definitely shaped the way and which I've approached and listened to punk over the years. And yeah, just great band.
Any of those guys still kicking around somewhere?
Oh God, not to my knowledge. If they are, they're in bands that I'm not currently listening to.
All right. And of course, the Dead Kennedys starting that set off the Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables with Let's Lynch the Landlord.
Yep. Yeah, that's Dead Kennedys had to make my top because just great band. I used to jam them a long time before I got into hardcore, and when I was strictly just kind of, you know, just getting into punk. And I remember Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables was one of the first punk records that I owned on record. I remember picking it up. I think it was from Scratch back in the day. And yeah, I remember just like when I got home and I listened to it, I was like, wow, this is great. And yeah, just fantastic record from the 80s. Yeah, so had to put a track on there, and I feel like it's pretty relevant today to Vancouver's housing crisis. So yeah, naturally it had to be about landlords and whatnot.
Absolutely. All right, we're back with the Flexorhead Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We got John Walters from Your Problem in studio playing his top 30 punk rock songs of all time, and the next one is Kid Dynamite.
You are Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
And you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM with our friend John in studio doing his top 30 punk rock songs of all time. Mm-hmm. And any that went off with a band called Obsolete 5000 off a self-titled release with Common Red Shafted Flicker.
Yep, that's right. And for those who don't know, that is a type of bird.
Mark Thompson would have known that.
I don't know what the significance is to the song, but yes, it is a kind of bird. Yeah, Obsolete 5000, great, great band. Another one of those bands that kind of, when I was just starting to play music, they were good friends of mine, and I remember taking pictures of some of their shows, and this is when I was first starting out with photography, and I was still in high school, and I saw them live a bunch, and yeah, I remember, you know, they were kind of doing everything on their own, and I was like, man, this band is awesome. Like, they, you know, these guys are, they were all a year younger than me, and I was, you know, just starting to get into music, or playing music anyway. And yeah, I was like, man, these guys are doing everything on their own. Like, they recorded their own album at the studio that we had at our high school. They released the CD on their own, and I remember I got to do the artwork for it, too. They used some of my photos at the time, really, really touched by that. Still to this day, I mean, you know, always honored that people use my photos for stuff. And yeah, just fantastic band. Definitely helped shape the way that I approach music today. And yeah, just great.
Nice. Before that, we heard Chuck Norris, another Vancouver band, / Squamish band. Mm-hmm. It was off a self-titled 7-inch with a track called DOA Can Sit On This.
Yeah, Squamish hardcore power violence is it's actually still alive today. There's a lot of bands coming out of there now. Your Problem has played with a few of them through some of Tommy Wilson's shows and some Elf House stuff. But yeah, Chuck Norris, I've seen them a bunch. They played Zealand a few times. They played a couple of the all ages spaces down here in Vancouver in the early 2000s, and they are fantastic. I love them. They're hilarious. Yeah. And they were actually one of the first bands I remember listening to that kind of had that thrashy kind of hardcore power violence vibe to them with the breakdowns. And, you know, just that style is – I love that style. I mean, obviously Your Problem aspires to do that. We have like kind of the fast parts into the kind of like crunchy breakdowns, you know. And, yeah, Chuck Norris. There was always a joke going around at Sealand that Chuck Norris, the singer – just because of the way he sounded, he constantly had it always sounded like he was constantly eating a muffin. And I remember that was the big ongoing joke about Chuck Norris. But yeah, I'd always go out to see them when they came through. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I got to see them a lot myself. They used to play, they played almost every single Distort Fest that Foat put on.
Oh, yeah.
And even if it was just the one show a year, they would still play Distort Fest and just basically practice. That was their practice, was just to play Distort Fest. And another little story I have is that the singer and I think it was a guitar player were always coming to hardcore shows back in the early 2000s before Chuck Norris or even during Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
And there was a Reserve 34 show where Sky went missing, I think. They couldn't find him, the guitar player, and he disappeared for a while. And they weren't sure if the Reserve was going to play. And so they just decided, let's have a mosh contest. So Lucas was just going to drum a beat and have a mosh contest. And the only two participants were the guys from Chuck Norris. And they just started moshing in front of everybody. And, of course, they won whatever prize it was. It was a T-shirt or a record or something. But still remember that. Just the two guys just moshing away, having a good time.
That's
amazing. And everyone else is going, all right. Is Reserve going to play yet or what? It was just kind of one of those weird things.
That's sick. We got to bring back mosh contests.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Minor Threat, of course, before them in the sets with a track called Filler.
Yep. Minor Threats, one of the first hardcore bands I kind of started getting into. Yeah, they were really kind of them and Limprist, I'd say, were the bands that the first bands I started listening to when I was in elementary school and kind of, you know, getting into punk and hardcore. And I was kind of getting away from, I remember I was a big classic rock person. And I listened to a lot of grunge too. And then, yeah, from listening to like Mudhoney and, you know, Smashing Pumpkins and that kind of thing, I remember I transitioned over to Minor Threat and I was like, oh, I'm going to check these guys out. And then Minor Threat, you know, Limprist, and I was like, oh man, this shit's awesome. So yeah, Minor Threat just had to make my list. I'm sure it's going to make a lot of people's lists too. Yeah, fantastic band, fantastic track. Yeah. Still listen to it a lot this day.
And we started that set off with Kid Diamond out of Philadelphia, off Shorter, Faster, Louder with Pits and Poison Apples.
Yeah, Kid Dynamite. Love them. I remember actually the person that really got me into Kid Dynamite was it was actually Matt Smith. He recommended Kid Dynamite to me. I remember because he was actively involved in Sealant as well.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s, and yeah, I remember checking them out, and I was like, oh man, this shit's fucking awesome. And the thing I love about Kid Dynamite too is it's. I always thought the singer for Kid Dynamite sounds a lot like the singer for Shook Ones, and I've kind of always been like, oh, this is cool. You know, it's just like a very, very punk Shook Ones. But of course, I only started listening to Shook Ones years later, so Kid Dynamite was being jammed first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Matt Smith, that's who I ever think of when I hear Kid Dynamite as well, because when Kid Dynamite played here in like 99 or 2000, Eric Flexerhead was taking a bunch of photos at the show, and Matt Smith is in every single one of them singing along to Kid Dynamite. So he's a huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're once again listening to the Flex Your Head show here at CITR 101.9 FM. Back to John's list here with a band called ROS.
Take back all the stupid things. What I had instead of thinking, voices. thinking what's inside. I can erase them. All the empty beggars, mummies, my hates. So I look ahead to what I'll say. And maybe one day, before we finally die, and go once more to the matter of a youth. And talk about things with so much passion, so never ending. We got noise around us. Said we are only ones in the world. I can die happy, man, if you let me. Let me. Maybe we're scared of being not. Like we've been so many times before, but I can't be sure. I'll try to speak with my heart through these words scattered in my brain, cause I'd rather have a broken heart than no. Thanks, Mark. That song's for any past, present, or future members of Going Alone, except this guy. Fuck that guy. They just covered that song in a 7-inch. Really touched. Dave, do you remember the words to your song? All right. This song, Fight. Yeah. Matt Barber got served. This song's for Matt Barber. It's got icicle. Yeah. Why?
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
All right, you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're doing John's top 30 punk rock songs of all time. And he ended that set off with Set Foot off the Frontiers EP with the title track of that one.
Yep, that's right. Set Foot, great band, fantastic band. I remember they got a lot of traction just when they released their demo out here, and then just got a lot of traction in general, over into Alberta too. They're pretty big there. In fact, I think a gentleman from Alberta put out their first 7-inch. I believe it was Copper Lung Records. I believe
that's right. Yes.
Yeah. And Setfoot's a great band. For those that don't know, Giles Roy did vocals in Setfoot, and he does the vocals in Woolworm. And Nick Tolliday actually played guitar in that band as well. Nick Tolliday now drums in Woolworm. And early on the set as well, Nick Tolliday was doing vocals for a band that I played earlier called Bodyguard. Lots of great music coming out of those individuals.
Yep, still doing stuff around today.
Absolutely.
Completely on the opposite scale, but it's still really cool.
Oh, yeah. Great musicians all around. Fantastic.
Another Vancouver band before that. Actually, they're all Vancouver bands in this set, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge, off their demo with Haymaker at 12 o'clock.
Yep. Revenge, yeah. I remember I started listening to Revenge back when they came out with their demo. I believe it was 2004, 2005. I think 2005. Yeah, somewhere around there. But I remember they played Seal in a handful of times. They played with A Crow's Glory and another band I remember called Leper. Yeah, I was blown away by Revenge. I remember buying a Revenge shirt, and then I'd go skate with this Revenge shirt on, and all around town people would be like, sick shirt, man. It's fucking cool. And, you know, I kind of thought, yeah, great band, you know, fuck yeah. So, yeah, Revenge is one of my, a band that I play a lot of to this day as well. So my regular rotation, and yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, I think at the end of their short career, they actually had their name was Needles Black, because they had to change it from Revenge for some reason. I guess some other bands already had the name Revenge.
Yeah.
And they changed it to Needles, and then someone else had Needles.
Yeah.
So they just said, okay, Needles Black. And that was the end of them.
Perfect.
Reserve 34 with a live recording right from the 10th anniversary of Ceylon Hall. Is that one that was from?
Correct.
With a track called Daylight. And that was very cool because that's something that's never been played on this show before.
Yeah, I Reserve 34 was a huge band for me as well growing up, and I wanted to put a unique track on there that most people don't have, because I remember Mikey Screwdriver recorded that entire 10-year anniversary, and he put it on a CD, and I remember grabbing one of those CDs, and I remember ripping it and backing it up on multiple different digital devices, and just so I'd keep it forever, because I was like, wow, this is so cool, like having live recordings of all these bands, and Reserve 34 was one of them. And so I thought I'd put that on because it's a unique perspective on a track that most people are probably familiar with growing up in the early 2000s listening to hardcore, but probably haven't heard.
Yeah, and it's got, you said it's got Mark Palm at the end singing.
Yeah, I believe so.
Of course, from Go It Alone, and who later on would be in Reserve 34 at their final little, near the end of their career there. Mark Palm played guitar for the last 7-inch at least.
Yep, that's right.
And got to play at the final show with the band. So,
yeah.
Very cool. And ROS starting that set off, the Argyle Sessions, with a track called KD.
Yep. ROS was a local North Vancouver band, early 2000 band there. Another big Ceylon band, and yeah, one that I definitely looked up to when I kind of first started playing music, and kind of started going to Ceylon and volunteering there. That band actually, on that particular recording, Matt Jolliffe wasn't a part of the band, but he went on to sing for ROS after a brief period of time. And ROS actually played with Reserve 34 at the 10-year anniversary at Ceylon Hall. So huge band I was very, very much influenced by, because I was like, man, these guys are doing it. They're, you know, doing it all themselves. Like, everything was DIY, and I just thought it was fantastic. And actually, Peter Lortzen, who played guitar in one of my other bands, or no longer playing them anymore, but Set to Go, Peter Lortzen actually was singing on that track, and he played guitar and sang for ROS. So, yeah, a little bit of history there. Good times.
Excellent. All right, we go back to the music. This one comes out of Washington State. This is Seaweed.
Yeah. doesn't make you smart. No one will control. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Happy. Boing.
All right, and you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Ending off John Walter's top 30 punk rock songs of all time with Ceremony off the Violence record with This Is War. This Is My War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ceremony was the only band that I duplicated on that list. I mean, Ceremony is my favorite band. They're our main influence for Your Problem. We're basically, as I said before, a Ceremony worship band. Also, my entire right arm is basically covered in their artwork, so you know, figured I owe it to them to at least play two of their tracks. And yeah, This Is My War, it's one of my favorite tracks off of Violence, their 2006 full-length release. I could go on and on about Ceremony, but yeah, that is that.
There you go. Before that, we heard Shook Ones in the set off Facetious Folly Feet with a track called So Grown Up.
Yeah, Shook Ones still remain one of my favorite bands to this day. Probably one of the longest running. I consider them a local band, even though they're based out of Bellingham. But yeah, actually, even when they just released their latest full length Body Feel late last year, I went down with Matt and my other friend Craig, and we made the trip down to Bellingham. We kind of made a little adventure out of it, and we stayed overnight in a motel there and went and checked out. I remember Super Crush played with them and a couple of other local bands down there in Bellingham, and I took my camera and I took some photos for them, and it was really awesome to kind of just go to their record release. And Shook One's still doing stuff, still active, still a great band. Yeah, love it.
Yep, I'm still trying to get them to come back to Vancouver. We're still working on that one.
Yep.
Sinking Ships from Seattle, Washington, before them off the Meridian release with a track called Grace.
Yeah, Sinking Ships. As I said before earlier in the show, got a soft spot for melodic hardcore. Sinking Ships was a great band that saw me through a lot of kind of like harder times in like 2006, like going through. I remember after high school, whenever I'd go up to my kind of first couple classes in university when I was like very, very broke, and I would always listen to them walking up the hill to it was Capilano College at the time, I remember. But yeah, walking up the hill to Capilano College, I'd always just listen to Meridian, and it would take me exactly as long as Meridian was to walk from the Phibbs Exchange bus loop up to the top of Cap College. So that's how I would get through it when I wasn't really feeling it. I'd just put on Meridian right at the start and just Yep. Okay, I'm track six. I'm halfway there. Let's go.
Yeah. And Seaweed, also from the Seattle, Washington area, off Span Away with a track called Crush Us All.
Yeah, Seaweed, fantastic band. I am still trying to find a copy of Span Away. And as far as I know, in the U.S., it was only released off of Hollywood Records. They were the only publishing company to kind of press it. And I remember they went defunct after some time. So that record is actually very, very sought after by people that like Seaweed. And yeah, Crush Us All, great, great song, great track, great release. Yeah.
Yeah. So that wraps it up for John's top 30 punk rock songs of all time. Thank you so much for coming down and doing this. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Mike. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah. So if you want to check out John, he plays in Your Problem, and he also takes a lot of photos at shows. So go around, say hi to John, and tell him what a great job he did on his list.
Woo!
All right, until next week, we'll leave you with one more track. He wanted to make one more on the list. So track 31 is a band that you may listen to when you got into Minor Threat, of course. This is Limp Wrist.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.